League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
I hope you got your shitting pants on. Shitting pants. I hope you're wearing them right now. Because you are about to shit your pants.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Melk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. I am Tim Andrews, and joining me today, the incredible Autumn Fisher.
Ooh, hello.
Hello, Autumn.
Hi.
And also Jared Yamamoto.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
If you don't know Jared Yamamoto, and I'm sure most of you do, he is the executive producer for the Von Hessler Doctrine, and he's the one that makes the show sound as good as it does every day.
Wow, what a title there. I like that.
Well, that's what you are, right?
I guess so. Yeah, that's what they tell me.
Well, we're doing a quick talk about Walking Dead now. But first of all, apologies to you radios out there. Jared, that's what we call our audience, the radios.
I love Radio Labyrinth. I'm a subscriber on iTunes.
Well, thank you very much. We're glad to have you. I didn't do a show last week because we had, you know, trouble getting everybody together, and then I just got lazy. So I apologize. But I've taken steps to remedy that. So from now on, Radio Labyrinth will be recorded every Wednesday and will be out by Friday morning. So that's the way it'll be. I want to push it back a couple days. We've been recording it on Monday nights, and sometimes it's hard because everything I watch is primarily on Sunday nights. You got Ray Donovan, The Walking Dead, The Deuce on HBO, Curb Your Enthusiasm. And plus, if it's a good football game, I'm going to watch the football game. Right, Autumn?
Yeah, I love watching football games on Sunday. That's what I do every Sunday.
Every Sunday night, right? On NBC?
On NBC. Da, 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 da.
Football night in America.
Da, da, da.
That's the Fox music. But
do you know that part where it goes, da, 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 da.
Yeah, it sounds like a Christmas song.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah. What is that?
Da, da, da.
What song is that?
Wee!
Just hear those sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ring-ting-ting-a-ling, too.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding-dong-ding.
Alleyway.
I didn't mean to take us there.
No, that's fine. Radio Labyrinth has no rhyme or reason, except this week we are going to talk about The Walking Dead. We're two shows into, what is this, season, what, eight?
Yeah, season eight.
Season eight.
The 101st episode.
Wow. Well,
I have notes on both.
All right. All right. Before we get there, this is my impression of the show so far this season. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's talk for about 20 minutes. Let's do some foreshadowing. Well, I hope you wore your shitting pants. It's funny.
You forgot time jumping.
Yeah, time. I hate time jumping. That show does
so
it all
annoying.
The fucking time. Eric just poked his head in the window and looked in and then disappeared.
Pussy.
He didn't watch the show.
No, he didn't like Walking Dead. He says too gory.
All right. So primarily, I want to get Autumn's opinions on this. But Jared dressed up as a Negan for a Halloween party over the weekend. I thought he looked particularly good.
Thank
did,
you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. It's on my Instagram, too, if you want to see it.
How would people find your Instagram?
Oh, it's at Jared Yamamoto.
Okay. And it's spelled as it sounds.
That's right.
Yamamoto.
Hello, Moto.
Perfect.
Yummy butto.
Yummy butto.
So, yeah, it was very good. And your lovely girlfriend dressed up as Maleficent?
Yeah, Maleficent, yeah.
Maleficent, okay.
Yeah, she, no,
Maleficent.
She, no, see, her costume, I mean, she went all out for that. She's
yeah, she had the makeup and everything.
Queen of homemade costumes. I'm moderately creative, and I did most of the stuff for the Negan costume, but... you know, it's a lot easier to just put on a leather jacket and have a, make a bat out of a wiffle ball bat
right.
than it is to create that cape and those horns and all that stuff.
The only time Autumn and I ever dressed up together, we went as white trash.
Yep, that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I always went to those parties. And then the year after that, I went as, who did I go as? I went as the, it was a too soon costume.
Oh, that's
the
right.
The Crocodile Hunter.
Yes, it was Crocodile Hunter.
And I made a stingray out of cardboard and it was terrible. I regret it. I haven't dressed up since.
I'm dressing up this, or tomorrow, as a sink.
As a sink?
Yeah.
How did you make that costume?
It was kind of hard. So I took a, like a big long box, and I cut out the bottom of it mostly so that my legs could walk, and I cut a hole in the top for my body to sit in, and then I made a square in front of me, and that's the sink, and I like... hot glue gunned some fabric in there to make like the bowl of the sink.
Okay.
And I made a backsplash out of more cardboard and I painted it and I'm going to put like some hardware on the front to make the cabinet. So like the top of the box, you know, where the flaps meet, that's the cabinet.
Okay.
And that's my costume because Ellie told us what we should be. We said, what should we be for Halloween? And she gave Travis kangaroo and she said me a sink. And we thought that was funny. We just laughed. And then weeks and weeks went by and we asked her again, what should we be? And she remembered
that
he would be a kangaroo and I was a sink. So I was like, I guess I'm a sink.
What's she going to be?
She's a firefighter.
You mean like the lady that works at the fire department and answers the phones and whatnot?
Yeah, we're going to have her with no shirt on and just have like the, what are the?
Suspenders.
Suspenders. Sexy firefighter.
Oh my God.
It's never too soon to start sexualizing
I like that.
Them,
so she's
you know?
Going to have a female firefighter because as time goes on, we'll see more and more of that. Women who you need two of them to lift a ladder.
Well, you know.
But hey, at least
they'll work together.
Teamwork, right?
When you bring those the workplace casualties up, that's what happens. That's what happens.
More ladies should die on the workforce.
That's right. God, why does Autumn get so loud?
Sorry, I could turn my.
No. It's just it shows up on in the recording program we're using here. Anyway, so The Walking Dead, but we'll get back to Halloween in a second. So you guys are both into it. I was excited for the season because I was hoping that it would be like, all right, we're going to go to war with Negan and we're going to kill Negan, even though I know that's not what's going to happen because I've read the comic books. But Jared, what's your thought on it so far? Two episodes into season 8.
I didn't like season 7, and so far these first two episodes have been just predictable and just not as much fun. Like there was so much hype around this episode as to how they would go to war, how they would attack, but we knew that Dwight was going to be the inside guy, and we knew that he was going to help him out. So it's been formulaic, to say the least.
So no surprises.
No surprises. I've been disappointed. I just have an emotional attachment to the characters, which is why I keep watching at this point.
Autumn?
I do not have an emotional attachment to the characters. I'm usually annoyed by each character.
Still?
Yeah, man. And I'm also annoyed with choices.
Oh, okay. This is interesting.
Like the Twizzlers.
Okay.
The fucking lesbian in the beginning with the Twizzler. Get the fuck out of here. Who has Twizzlers? Nobody has Twizzlers. How long has the zombie apocalypse been going on?
What, 5 years? 4 years?
Ain't nobody got Twizzlers.
Well, that's what I was thinking as soon as I saw the Twizzlers. Well, my wife looked at me and went, Twizzlers? Really?
That was on the craft service table, and she kept chewing it during the take because she felt like a badass with it.
Right, and the director's like, yeah, use that. Yeah. But then the other thing is, how do they all have cigarettes?
Cigarettes is another
good
thing,
point.
And gas is another thing.
Well, gas, there would be a lot of gas they could siphon out of vehicles.
No, but gas goes bad.
No, that's true.
Yeah. So the gap, I mean, that's, I mean, we have to, you know, you make those kinds of arguments and then people start getting into that. Well, it's a zombie apocalypse.
You didn't know that, you didn't know that the hilltop had like a refinery behind it.
That's we got a refinery.
We're drilling for oil. Shitting pants.
Yeah, that line was ridiculous. Jared brought up a point about Gabriel, who that line was said to in the first episode, episode 100, is, I hope you wore your shitting pants because you're about to shit them or something like that.
Yeah.
But Jared said there's a rumor going around that Gabriel has been working with Negan all along.
Yeah, which explains why when Gabriel walks into the, I guess it's a trailer that is surrounded by all those zombies.
Yeah.
When he walks in there, I mean, he's got a gun. He could have killed Negan right there. And a lot of people are suggesting that that Gabriel's been working with Negan this entire time to kind of get the intel on what Rick's doing and what Alexandria.
But
and,
why would he do that? What's his motivation for that?
Well, think about it. I mean, who's the more powerful group? I mean, on paper, Negan's group is way more powerful. The Saviors are way more powerful than Rick's crew.
Right.
So why not?
But Negan has never done anything to protect that guy.
That you know of. That's why they go into some of those episodes later on to show the backstory on how they're connected. Now again, this is when you go deep in the Reddit threads. I love doing that. I love going into fan theory stuff like that. But
well, how did they put?
But he wouldn't have been in that trailer if he had gone in that car originally instead of saving that mayor.
Well, that's why you need the episode with the backstory to explain why he knew that Negan was in there.
Where's the episode with the backstory? Is that coming up?
It could be.
Oh, I see.
Okay. That's again. It's all speculative. There's no proof to that.
You want to know what annoys me the most?
What?
Well, aside from this, hang on. Hey, we're not hitting anybody. Where's Mr. T? Face BA. Anyway.
Yeah, they're like, fuck your windows.
Yeah.
I do like that finally I'm thinking the whole time, as soon as these people die, they're turning into zombies. That finally happened in episode 101.
That was fun. When Jared said that it was predictable, that was something I did not see coming.
Like, I just was waiting. I was waiting for it. But the thing that annoys me is the king.
Oh, yeah, King Ezekiel.
King Ezekiel. I wrote this down. I said, where did I say it? Oh, Ezekiel would be so annoying if I were really in this situation.
Oh, yeah. You'd be like, dude, shut up.
I shall not leave my people.
Yeah. And then they shall expect us, and there will be no surprise, but they'll be surprised to be surprised when we get there.
Surprise.
We shall lose no one.
You are, Jared, a guy who reads the comic books, right?
I mean, I've read some of them, and I like to jump ahead. A lot of times, like when I was more into season 5 and season 6, I definitely read the comics to jump ahead to see when Negan would be part of it, when the wolves would become part of it.
Right.
Because I really thought that when they had the storyline with the termites, for example, I thought the termites were awesome, but they totally just ended that. They ended that in like 3 or 4 episodes.
Now, which ones were the termites?
The termites were the ones that that cannibalized people. They had them captured. They had Rick captured.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole garbage people?
Yeah.
No, not the garbage.
The garbage people are completely new.
Yeah, the garbage people are from last season. The termites were the ones that they heard the radio signal, and they were going to, I can't remember the name of the town that they were going to. And they thought that it was like this sanctuary, this really nice place.
They were going to Terminus.
Terminus, that's right. And then they found out that these people were cannibals, and they totally killed them off in like 3 or 4 episodes.
Isn't her name Denise Crosby is her name? She was the main one, and she was on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yes.
Yes, she was.
Oh, wow.
You know who
that's
I'm talking about, Autumn?
That's right.
Data, are you fully functional? I am fully functional, programmed in multiple techniques.
Then I got a little headache in my crotch when I was 9 watching that.
Watching Data be sexual?
Yeah, I was into Data.
Oh, wow.
I had a crush on Data.
Who was I? I was into, what's her name, Mina Sirtis?
7 of 9?
No, the empath.
Oh. What's the fuck's her name?
Her name's, yeah. What is her name?
Troy?
Troy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Troy. Counselor Troy. Yes. You have a remarkable chest. And she ended up fucking
number one.
Worf. No, she fucked number one for a while, but then Worf.
Weren't they married in IRL?
Yeah, they had a weird kid. Who?
Aren't they married in real life?
Who, Worf and me?
No. Troy and number one. And
no, Riker. Number one is married to Jeannie Francis from General Hospital.
My bad.
Jonathan Frakes is his name.
Jonathan Frakes.
They met each other on North and South, which also starred Kirstie Alley and Patrick Swayze. Little fiction for
can you. We talk about something about the first episode?
Yeah, go ahead.
Rick, when he's like, we don't know what's happening, but he looks real sad and sweaty and gross. And there's like the church, the stained glass behind him.
Mm-hmm.
He says, mercy prevailed over my wrath, which is something that the prophet Muhammad says.
Oh,
in the Quran.
Okay.
Which ties into that kid who Coral is helping.
Coral.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So that means whatever the fuck that means.
You mean when he's an old man and he has the white beard and hair?
No. This is no. So that's a different time hop.
Okay.
That's like the future, I guess, like where everything's great, maybe.
Hmm.
And then there's this other time hop, right, where he like is looking real sad in that church looking area.
Okay. I know what you're talking
and
about.
And he says that line at the end of the first episode.
Yeah. So he quotes Muhammad. Already, I'm out. I'm tapping out. I can't
handle it. As the white nationalist. On
yes.
The show. And then. Oh, yeah. Well, so I'm jumping ahead, but I wrote at the end of my little notes here for the first episode, Rick's people aren't going to lose, right? Like the whole show is based around Rick's group.
Right.
So it really doesn't feel like they're going to lose.
Well, if the ratings continue to plummet.
Yeah.
Low,
yeah,
I'd say then maybe it would be an awesome ending to it just to see them.
All die.
Give that last fight, and then all everybody that you know and love gets killed at the end.
Is that an awesome ending?
I think it would be. I understand why some fans would get upset, but to Tim's point, I mean, it's formulaic.
Yeah.
You think that that there's a struggle, there's a conflict,
and there's another group of people that they're going to have to deal with now when Negan gets captured or killed, but when he and imprisoned. There's another group of people, right? What are they called? They're not the wolves. I forget what they're called. It's not the garbage people either. The garbage people weren't in the comic book.
Yeah.
But there's a group of people that walk with the dead. And
oh, and that's right. They wear them on them.
Yeah, they wear them.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of them. But again, I mean, how much further can the series go, though?
It can
and then
keep
they
them.
All just get like separated, and then we have to watch them with all this character building.
Apparently, there's a crossover with Fear the Walking Dead this season as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah, a show that I only watched two episodes.
That I've only seen the commercial.
Jeff from Radio Labyrinth, co-host Jeff, he liked this season, so I may check it out. And it's weird because I like the cast of that show. I like Kim Dickens a lot. Kim Dickens is a veteran actor. She's played the police inspector in Gone Girl. Uh-huh. And she was in Lost. She was the one that got bilked by a handsome dude there whose name I can't remember for some reason. You know, the good-looking blonde guy. And then she was also in Deadwood. She played a prostitute, ran a brothel. She's been in a ton of shit, though. Blah, 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 blah. Rambling.
This is the same Fear the Walking Dead from... I saw... Oh, gosh. That show, I tried to watch, I guess, the first season of Fear the Walking Dead. Is it still following that?
Yeah, same cast.
Oh, so it is the same cast. Okay,
yeah.
So I need to catch up on that one.
Well, that's, what, four or five seasons? I was bored.
I don't need another show to hate watch.
Yeah, that's
this
it.
Universe.
Exactly. And when did it turn into NCIS or Law and Order? We have 18 different series going on.
Yeah.
And then they put that new show with Edie Falco, where she's a lawyer or a prosecutor or maybe even a defense lawyer. I don't know. I didn't get that far into it.
I'm a defense lawyer.
The Menendez brothers. And that's under the banner of Law and Order. Dun, dun. That's ABC or NBC doing their version of the true crime, which sucked. Sorry. Going off on a rail here. Any more on The Walking Dead episode one notes, Autumn?
I'm on episode two.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so they're attacking. First of all, they're walking around that satellite dish place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
outpost.
First place the outpost. They're walking around killing people like it's a video game. People
right.
just, blah, 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 and they just drop instantly, which again leads me back to the stakes. Like, there are no stakes in this show. I just don't feel like they're going to, like, they kind of trick you along the way by killing people that you don't expect to be killed off.
I thought Morgan got killed, but then he just stands up.
I didn't even care. I was like, oh, Morgan's down.
I don't die.
I didn't even think that he would really be killed.
I don't die. Does he say I don't or I can't?
He says, I don't die. And I said, because I read the script.
Yeah.
Why did he say that?
Because I read the script.
Yeah.
I just think that also, they're messing up his character, too. I mean, this entire time, they built him up as the guy that doesn't kill. And then,
right.
And then in this episode, he just totally breaks apart, becomes a killing machine.
And he wants to kill that guy at the end.
And he wants to kill the guy at the end. And it's like, what are they doing with this character? I mean, him and Carol, I just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, Carol's off the rails.
Yeah, and King Ezekiel is, you know, Autumn mentioned before, I think everybody's a little annoyed with his
character. That's so ridiculous.
So I just don't, with Morgan, though,
lion,
I just don't know what they're doing.
How much food does that lion take,
tiger.
By the way?
What?
The tiger?
Yeah,
he probably
tiger,
just feeds it zombies, so it's got shit zombies all the time. Because you can't. what does he feed it?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
He's
they never explain that.
Zombie.
I need people to go hunt deer and rabbits for my tiger that eats more than any human.
Could we eat your tiger, please?
Yeah, we haven't had meat in a month.
Yeah.
And how would that tiger? How does he keep it under control and from killing people?
It's ridiculous. He was a zookeeper, right?
That's
backstory.
Now I am the king of the hilltop.
The other thing was the kingdom. They're attacking all these places. They go to the satellite place, and nobody knows they're coming. Why isn't anyone from those other places like radioing those people, saying like "Code Pickles," like warn everybody, you know, telling them that someone's coming?
Or how about when Carol and that they all get up and they're all covered with dust?
Yeah.
When was that explosion?
I don't know.
That happened at the end of episode one of this year. So that happened. He threw the grenade out. They were firing on him.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So that happened at the very end of the episode.
All right.
But even then, they spent the whole episode following that one guy. And I'm like, I get that you don't want the communication channel to be disrupted in this
right.
case. You want to have the element of surprise, but then at the end of this episode they're like, oh, we don't need surprise after all, and it's like what are they doing?
I don't know.
I hate to hate on it because I love the show. I do, and again, the characters are great, but I can see the end coming. You can tell that a series is coming to an end. Maybe it has one more season after this, but there's only so many directions
it
could go.
A long time ago.
Yeah, but there's so much more story to be told.
We got to see Rick struggle against this new group and get divided and see exactly how he fights through that and says he doesn't want to be in control. But in reality, he is in control because he's the only one that can lead.
The way I view things that I watch and things that are serialized like this is there'll never be an ending that'll be satisfactory to anyone because I like things to be wrapped up. I still want to know, and they'll never tell us, how the fuck did it get started?
Yeah,
how did it get
yeah.
started? And can they eventually find a way to get rid of it. Go ahead.
Well, what happened in the CDC in like the second season or something?
Well,
they talked about it was a virus.
Yeah, right? And then that guy was trying to save his wife, and it wouldn't work, and he was there all by himself.
That was cool.
It was the Cobb Energy Center.
CDC.
Yeah.
That was cool. I liked when they took showers.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
Yes. See, now that was great because it was still new and you could still empathize with him.
And
now
even
just
Eugene's
jerks.
Character, too, in like season four, season five, when he first got introduced, he was like, I know the cure.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we're back on track to figuring out how to solve the problem. But now it's just like the zombies are an afterthought.
I don't know the cure. I lied all about it. I just was afraid. I'm just a guy with autism.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also,
bringing kids into it. Like, okay.
Oh, when Rick saw the baby.
Yeah,
he killed
the guy that
the
ended up being a
father. The dude says no guns. Who protecting a baby doesn't say, there's a baby in the room? Say, dude, I'm protecting a baby. You know what I mean? Like, I understand he's got to be, you know, he's got to fight this guy off. He's like fight or flight. I understand. But don't, if you have a chance to say something, don't say no guns. Say, there's a baby.
So at the very end of episode 102 of this season, well, 102, Rick's got a gun pointed at him. And what's that guy's name?
Morales.
Morales.
Yeah.
Morales.
And apparently he was on an earlier season.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the family that split up when they were all still hanging out in the woods by all the parked cars, like on the interstate.
So that would have been season two.
Okay.
Looking for that little girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. I did not remember him at all.
That family.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I had improv classes with her.
Oh, what's her name?
I forget.
Oh, it's not your friend then.
She was. I forget it.
She's an loose acquaintance of mine.
She took pictures of Ellie when she was a little baby.
Oh, okay.
I should remember who she is.
Well,
now
you don't.
I feel bad. Now you got me.
Ooh, you're going to cry?
No.
Okay. So he's saying now to Rick, well, that was then and this is now. And then he pulls the hammer back and then it cuts. And
that's the end.
See, again, no stakes. He ain't going to shoot Rick.
Well, he might.
And then what? Rick's dead? You know what I mean? We know Rick's not going to die.
Yeah, you didn't
know.
There's
no stakes in him pulling that hammer.
It's only a 4-episode season. I mean,
it is?
Rick dies.
Oh, yeah, it's only a 4-episode season.
Yeah, of course. No, he's not going to die.
See, that's what I mean. There are no stakes in this show.
Get down. Yeah. Get out. We're not going to kill anybody.
Exactly. We don't see. There's nothing happening. All of this action really negates or like boils down to nothing.
Well, that sucks.
More kids. Freaking, they got to show Judith. Don't forget Judith's still fucking there.
Judith is now what, 12?
She looks like it.
She never ages.
No.
She's 3. She's been 3 for 4 years.
Who's the sad sack mopey girl that...
the teenager?
Yeah, the one that...
Carl likes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember her character's name.
Like Lauren or something.
Yeah, she's pretty boring. She's not in the comic book, but they think she's from that group of people.
Makes sense. I mean,
what, originally?
There's got to be somebody in order to make the season exciting. Like, it's not just going to go as planned. You know,
right.
They're not just going to go and march up and totally take the saviors down like that. So it's either Gabriel or her or
something's going to happen.
Or maybe, what was his name? The former leader of the Hilltop community. Remember, he escaped in the car.
I hate that guy.
That Gabriel had.
He always plays a weasel.
He does a good job at it. He looks like a weasel.
The mayor guy?
Yeah, the guy from Hilltop. Now he was.
Oh, right.
I forget his name. It's like Xander. I think that's his name, Xander.
Yeah, I think so.
He was in Mommy Dearest.
He was?
Yes, he was the boy.
Eugene,
get the axe. Grown
Stop
up.
Stop it.
Yeah, grown up.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, Eugene, get the axe.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
All right. Well, there's our Walking Dead, unless you guys have anything else to add.
I'm sorry that I mostly hate it.
No, please.
Yeah, but yet we still watch every Sunday at 9 o'clock on
Sunday,
AMC. I don't understand. Like, even when the Falcons played on the first episode of this year,
mm-hmm.
I still found myself flipping between both. And, I mean, if you guys know me, I'm a gigantic Atlanta Falcons fan, and I found myself watching The Walking Dead more, even though this season has not been that good. So
yes.
I can't believe Carl still's wearing that stupid hat.
He's always going to wear it because he's a little puss.
And his hair is so long. And can they have Twizzlers and cigarettes, but no eye patches? They never came across an eye patch?
No, he just has to wear a dirty rag.
Ridiculous. See, that's what pisses me off.
Let me see that eye.
That is fucked up.
That
damn.
Fucked up. Damn.
See, I would like for them to bring a little bit more realism so that I can get on board with their decisions.
I agree. Hear, hear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Not to be outdone, though, there was a better show on last night, which I still haven't seen. It was the most recent episode of Squidbillies called Jacksonville Jackass, and here's a little clip from that.
God, sweep left.
God darn it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Sweep left.
Oh, what's going on here?
What happened?
What happened was, I'm trying to get this clip to play. That's what's happening.
Dog sweep left on exit 435 to I-75 South. And run, Lindsay, run. Lindsay Scott. Straight until you reach the 10, Interstate 10.
Hey, y'all cooking something back there?
That is a sheriff, of course, with an RV, and I assume that the Squidbillies are in the back of it, but that was me doing Larry Munson as the voice of the
Fantastic,
GPS.
Fantastic, man.
So thank you.
Nice job.
And hopefully we'll have them on Radio Labyrinth very soon. Squidbillies, check it out on Adult Swim. You can catch it on demand or it's on Sundays at midnight. Also, today's National Candy Corn Day. And you know how I feel about that?
Yes.
Candy corn is the worst fucking candy in the history of the world, except for Necco wafers. Those are
kinda
pretty
kind of gives
shitty.
You a headache, too, after if you eat too much of it.
I can't eat it. My dad.
Smarties?
Huh?
Smarties?
I like Smarties.
Yay or nay?
Yay. I love Smarties.
Smarties are fine.
I like Smarties. I cannot. Necco wafers are terrible. Now or later's bad.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no.
What about sugar daddies?
No, I don't like caramel.
Are they caramel?
Yeah, it's just a big hunk of caramel on a stick.
Like garbage caramel.
Yeah, I know. It's not soft.
Like.
So, all right. Let's see. We will be back Wednesday night with a full show recorded. It'll be out by Friday. And joining us this week, Ira's back, hashtag fucking Ira. Joining us will be John Mark Lindell. You guys, he's been on the show before. We'll be talking about, oh, I know it's after Halloween, but we're going to talk about horror movies. And Autumn will be with us as well.
Jeff will be out.
I'm going to do, Jared, if you got to leave, you can go, because I'm going to read the patrons, which is pretty boring.
I appreciate you having me on. I love Radio Labyrinth and love you guys.
Thank you for coming on, dude.
So, yeah, man.
Good job,
so until next time.
All right. Well, I'll have you on again, talk about The Walking
Dead. We'll hate on The Walking Dead again, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
And it's not boring, of course, reading these names, because these people are great. If you would like to become a Radio Labyrinth patron, you can go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. Now, Wendy Muller. What can be said? She is the queen of all the Radio Labyrinth patrons. And Autumn, feel free to comment on these folks, even if you don't know them.
Sure, Wendy's all up in our Von Hessler Doctrine stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. She's a huge fan. In fact, before I even joined the Doctrine, I saw that she had gone to a couple events. We have Gordon Drum, who's another one of our top contributors. Keith Tate and JB. We have Ryan Humans, Darren Downey.
Humans.
Ryan O'Connor, Dan Carroll. Denise Reynolds, Brian Jackson, Chris Colehard, Zach Pittman, Beth Van Elswick. Beth Van Elswick is an old college buddy. We used to call her Angel. And she was a lot of fun in college. Lou Caniglio, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Amber Gilpatrick, one of the early adopters of Radio Labyrinth, Herb Lamb, Jose Perales, Trent, and Dustin Lawler, who also comments on a lot of stuff. Autumn, people are pretty happy that you've joined.
Yay, I'm so glad.
Oh, I forgot. We got a brand new one. Rusty Weinberg, who I talked. Yeah, Rusty's a great guy. Chad Shepard, another great guy. He was an intern at the Regular Guys show. And Chris Weiland, Chris Weiland, that's his name. Chris Weiland. Thank you all. You're all brand new. And again, that is patreon.com/TimAndrews. That's my name.
I was going to say, I'm really happy to be here. I just feel bad that I don't watch everything.
That's okay. We're going to talk to you this Wednesday the second show that comes out this week. We're going to be talking to Autumn about what her kids watch.
Yeah.
I've watched a lot
of Halloween things.
Oh, yeah. Even, it's post-Halloween, but we can still talk about it, right?
Why not?
Why the hell not? All right, Autumn, I appreciate you and your insights to The Walking Dead and joining me for this little half-hour show.
Thanks.
I will talk to you, tomorrow, but again on Radio Labyrinth Wednesday.
That's right.
All right. Till next time, keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Bye.
Bye.
Two Faces Radio.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.